welcome to the Fellowship Broadcast, the radio voice of the Fellowship Tract League. We have been printing gospel tracts since 1978. The prayers and support of God's people have enabled us to print and ship more than 5 billion gospel tracts to 200 countries and territories. Tracts are printed in 90 languages, including English and Spanish, and are offered free to anyone who requests them. The Fellowship Broadcast and the Fellowship Tract League are local church ministries of Fellowship Baptist Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Our pastor is William Burroughs. He's heard every Wednesday on this program.
Welcome into the Fellowship Broadcast, and we appreciate you tuning in to the voice of the Fellowship Tract League. And Lord willing, Brother Bruce DeLange will be along with us in just a little bit with a sobering challenge concerning being a witness for God. But first, let's hear a letter from a life that has been changed by the power of a gospel tract.
To whom it may concern, I have recently been saved at the age of 39 years old after a long 10 years of drug abuse. I attended a service and a gospel tract stuck out to me like a sore thumb that related to my story very much. I would like to receive more gospel tracts on drugs and alcohol and verses that would help others with the same struggles that I have had. I attend this church now and the people that are here are interested in me and I now have a clean and sober life. This cannot be done without the work of Christ. The track that I have on the subject is why I choose to abstain from alcohol. I can relate to this even more because alcohol was not my drug of choice, but I did substitute drugs in the place of alcohol. Thank you for your time and the work involved that you put in these gospel tracts. From Ben.
Hello, this is Pastor Lamar Whittemore, and on behalf of Pastor Burroughs, Brother Bruce DeLange, Brother John Brown, and all those involved with the Fellowship Tract League, I would like to tell you about something extremely special that is coming up. The 40th Annual Bread of Life Camp Meeting is going to be held May the 20th through the 23rd at the Fellowship Baptist Church in Lebanon, Ohio. The presence of the Lord has been evident in this meeting throughout the years, and we are believing the same is going to happen this year as we celebrate the 40th Annual Bread of Life Camp Meeting, May the 20th through the 23rd. We'll have some of the best Bible preaching and singing you can imagine. Preachers include Pastor James Jones, Pastor Joe Author, Pastor Eddie Wyatt, Evangelist Scott Matthews, Evangelist Buster Kinsey, and Brother Mark Rogers. It was at this meeting many years ago that God touched my heart in a special way and tendered it for the work of the Fellowship Tract League, and we believe he will do the same for you. You can find more information and even register for this meeting at breadoflifecampmeeting.com. That is breadoflifecampmeeting.com, or you can call 513-494-1075. We look forward to worshiping the Lord with you at the 40th Annual Bread of Life Camp Meeting, May the 20th through the 23rd.
Well, here we are again on the broadcast. Bruce DeLange here from the Fellowship Tract League. Thank you for listening. I want to ask you something. Do you know for sure if you died today that you'd go to heaven? Because if you don't, there's a terrible, terrible hell that awaits you. And I'll get to it in a few moments as we talk about why I can't quit, why we keep going. I'm past retirement age. Folks will ask me, say, when are you going to retire? I said, I'm going to retire preaching the Word of God. And I get to preach in churches all across America, mainly in the West. And there is still people to get right, still people to get saved. And there's people that are in doubt today, and no doubt some in doubt right now, whether they are really saved and going to heaven when they die. So listen closely. I want to give you a few thoughts. For those of you that are saved, we have a cornerstone here with a Bible verse on it, and it's 1 Corinthians 15:34, awake to righteousness and sin not. For some have not the knowledge of God, and I speak this to your shame. And so when we think about that, that there are people that have been saved for many years. In fact, as I was preaching this message not long ago, a man come up to me afterwards, and he was broken. And by broken, I mean he was under conviction by the power of the presence of the Holy Spirit. He says, you got to me in your message today. And I said, well, it wasn't me. I was just preaching the Bible. But he says, that verse that you quoted in James 4:17, I'll get it right in a moment. And he said, when you quoted that verse in James 4:17, God just really had me under conviction thinking that, hey, I didn't have to be a witness. But you proved to me that everyone is saved ought to be a witness. And that, if you're wondering about that verse, I'll quote it for you right now. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. So he reminded me also, too, that, hey, if I'm not right with God and not doing what God wants me to do, then my prayers are not going through. He just hung his head and realized that he maybe been praying all these years. He says, I've been saved 46 years. I have not been a witness for the Lord. I know that I'm speaking to someone right now on the radio. You've been saved a number of years, and you've not been a witness for the Lord. So listen, I have preached this message and used the message as I'm a recruiting officer for God's army. I've been in the army of the United States government, spent my first 8 weeks at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, and then transferred to Fort Riley, Kansas. So I know what it means to obey orders and be in the army. But hey, we sing the song, Onward Christian Soldiers, Marching As to War. Listen, there's a world around us that are marching to a devil's hell, and they'll spend eternity there because we have not joined the army of the Lord. And so why I won't quit, there's still many to get right. There's still many to get involved. And there's still many, many that have never, ever tried to be a soldier, never tried to win someone to the Lord. And I just read a letter that we got just recently, and the preacher was so excited. He says a little 7-year-old girl told me how she took the cartoon track from the Fellowship Track League and read it to her friend who was 7 years old and led that 7-year-old friend to the Lord. So listen, if you can read, you can be a witness for the Lord. So we don't have much time. Our Savior's soon return is getting so close as we see the signs of the times all around us. Listen, if God's people had been doing the work of the Lord many, many years ago, we would not have the situation in our world today. Let me leave you with this today. If you are one that's still under conviction after hearing, therefore him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Maybe I'm speaking to someone today. You know you're saved. You know you've been born again. But because you haven't done the Lord's work in being a witness, then you're not doing right and you could be in sin. So listen, if there was one, I do this in closing, if there was one Christian left on the earth and that one Christian led one person to the Lord, the next year there'd be two, and the next year there'd be four, and then the next year on so on. And by the time we got down to 10, and all it would take was one person that you led to the Lord every year, and then that person that you led would lead someone to the Lord. At the end of 10 years, we would already be up to over 1,000 people saved. From one a year, for 10 years, we'd reach 1,000 people. And then you add that to 20 years, and we're up to 1,000,000. And add another 10 years, and we're up to, are you listening? 1.2 billion people. 1.2 billion led to the Lord in 30 years, and all the Christians had to do was lead one to the Lord. And then, once we're at 1,000,000,000, it wouldn't take but a few years, and we hit the 8 billion. And so 30-some years plus, we could reach the world. We have nobody to blame but ourselves for the world that we have to live in because of lazy Christians. Friend, today, if you've been a lazy Christian and God's worked on your heart, just say, Lord, I want to do right. I want to be a witness. And order some gospel tracts from the Fellowship Tract League and start out being a witness by handing some tracts out. And before long, you'll be able to read one to somebody or maybe at a doorstep lead someone to the Lord. Bruce DeLange for the Fellowship Tract League. Thank you for listening.
You have been listening to the Fellowship Broadcast. Be sure to tune in again and invite someone to listen with you. This is Bruce DeLange signing off with this thought. I'm on my way to heaven and enjoying the journey. Are you?